now. Dan Hampton, the Hall of Fame Bears defensive tackle who specialized in making opposing quarterbacks see long white tunnels of light, with ghostly lost relatives saying, "Go back, it was just a sack." Ed O.B. Obradovich, the Bears legend who was picking off passes and grinding offensive linemen into powder while you were still wearing tough skins and drinking Tang. Glenn Kaz Kozlowski, the one-time Bears receiver who could catch a pass and a dive, then celebrate four rows up in the stands with the pretzel vendor. Mark Harmon, a confident, independent young man with skills in communication and teamwork. He's what? He's getting married. Well, forget that. This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bears trying to hold on here, team. Wow, 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 wow. 24-20 coming up on the two-minute warning. And the Lions do have the football deep in their own territory, and they're starting to move it. Hampo, this has been not what you want, but they're trying to eke it out here.
Well, yeah. Again, it seems to never end. Once again, this is a team that it's playing down, you know, to a 3-win team with a third team, nobody quarterback, a running back nobody's ever heard of. The offense was continually stalled by mistakes, penalties, and the interception, but the defense has virtually been a non-factor as far as pressuring the quarterback. We've got, you know, play after play, their Buster Screen had a chance to tackle the tight end for leaving a 2-yard difference on fourth down, and yet he kind of bounces off, and Detroit gets a first down now with 2-minute warning. It's maddening. It's hard to believe. This is a team that won 12 games last year, OB, but the hidden hand was the motivating factor of Vic Fangio, and that team was ready to play pretty much every darn time they took the field. Today, we flop around. We don't do anything that we need to do to control the game. And you keep letting little riffraff football teams like this get confidence, embolden themselves. And here we are fighting our guts out to win against a 3-win football team.
Well, that's absolutely correct, and that's the theme, and that's the theory, and that's what's going on here. Last week, the New York Giants, we're playing at home. 2 wins they've had all season. Today, Detroit, game's not over with. We're lucky going down again to the last minute to try to win a game against a team that has won 3 games. Between these two teams, they won 5 games, and we're struggling. We're struggling mightily to win them.
This, and think about this. We essentially have the team that we expected to be something of substance. You know, Akeem Hicks, we're missing him and Danny Trevathan. Injuries happen. Look at Detroit. They're playing a quarterback nobody's ever heard of, and yet this kid's got him on the move. They're driving, and we better buckle down and get some pass rush, or we're going to go down again.
Never played a down in the National Football League. I'm speaking about Blau, the quarterback who went to Purdue University, okay? Never played a down in the National Football League, and he's taking us down to the last minute of a game where they might be able to pull us out. We don't know. But this should never happen. And again, where's Khalil Mack been? Where's he been all year? And one more time I hear that he's triple team, I'm going to regurgitate. Nope, you got tight ends blocking him. You got the tackle, for the most part, all day long, blocking him one-on-one. And a lot of times, when it's third down situations, he should be in there. Where is he? He's on the sideline. This guy, folks, makes approximately $30,000 a play. Go figure.
When the game started out with the Bears going down the field 7-0, you start feeling super confident. All right, opening drive, scoring a touchdown, only the second time you've done that all year. And then you got David Blough, who, again, no, you know, if you went to Purdue, you know David Blough. Maybe if you're a Big Ten fan, you know David Blough. But regardless, the guy's played a pretty damn good football game, especially for his first game on national television. But
He's never had a play in the NFL.
He's never had a play, but, you know.
He's played well today.
He's played very effectively, efficiently, and guess what? Against our so-called monsters of the midway defense. And, again, here he is throwing a ball to the tight end, a rookie, who goes for 8 yards.
And just to get you, keep you up to date here, Detroit has the football, under 2 minutes to go here. They're still in their own territory, basically the 35-yard line, if I could see on this 12-inch television set. And Blough nearly...
sacked by Mac and gets away.
Right. So, look...
When you have a
74-yard bomb on the Lions' first play, and I don't know what, if Sherrick McManus had left his hotel room bed. There wasn't some huge move on that play, and he's beat by 10 yards. Didn't even look like he was running.
It's a Malcolm.
The Bears catch another break. Oh my God!
And here Khalil Mack finally beats an offensive lineman 1-on-1, and yet the quarterback evades him and scrambles. Almost for another first down. It's incomprehensible. And folks, I'm just telling you. And why? Why are we in this position? This is an unprepared football team. They were unprepared to start the season in game 2, in game 3, game 5, 8, 9, 11. Now in game 12, our cornerback, who's played in the league 6-8 years, evidently didn't get the notice that the other team's quarterback, even though he's never played before, is capable of throwing a touchdown bomb over his head.
That was just a stunning start to the football game, to me. And then, look, let's give a little bit of credit here.
It's 3rd and 11.
Yeah, let's give a little credit here. He hasn't been perfect, and he has thrown a pick, but... I think
Trubisky came up with some big-time throws.
Big-time throws.
On two successive drives in the fourth quarter.
Trubisky's not the story here.
No. Nope.
The story is Nagy. That's the story. Even if we win the game, it doesn't matter. Nagy's the story. What Stan just said, did he have this team prepared to win this game?
No.
They're going to win. But I'll tell you what, how we went about winning, you take the referees out of equation, we get killed today.
Well, and we'll see.
It ain't over yet,
OB. We'll see if they win the game.
It's not Trubisky.
It's not. The problem with this team is Nagy. He is the problem. He's the head coach. He's the offensive coordinator. And he's the one that sends the plays in. Okay. That's the problem with this team. Why? Because you see it week after week after week. We struggle against teams, 2-win teams, 3-win teams. You got to come down to the last seconds of the game to win it? With supposedly the greatest quarterback on planet Earth?
I believe, well, and look, the Bears are a 5-win team. It ain't like they're walking in here 8-3. The Bears have just proven time and time again that they are ill-equipped to even remotely be considered in the conversation for best teams in the NFL. So
Nick Kwiatkowski almost comes up with a game-ending pick, but no, it looks like it hits the ground. Okay. They're going to overturn it.
Okay.
He had his hands on it, but when he hit the ground, the ball hit flush, and they will overturn this. But back to the beginning of the game. You know, OB, we've talked many, many times about the fact that this NFL that we're watching, everybody gets paid. Everybody shows up, and everybody is expected to play well, except us. And we're playing down to these Kerr football teams on a weekly basis. That's why we lost to the Raiders. That's why we lost to the lowly Chargers. That's why we may lose today.
And here's the thing with the Giants. We played the Giants last week. In basically every category, they're on the bottom. We played Detroit, a 3-win team, which is still going on here. Guess where they are offensively and defensively? Bottom feeders. They're on the bottom again. It goes, we played Detroit 2-3 weeks ago on the bottom. We played the Los Angeles Chargers defense, 31st ranked defense.
And now we just jump off sides for the 11th time this year. And then give them a redo and a 1st and 5.
You know, it would be so nice to be so positive one time this year,
wouldn't it have been nice?
And take care of business the way they're supposed to, coming off of last year, what they did last year. We're not even close defensively, Dan. Offensively, it's a joke.
I'll tell you one thing to be positive about today. Anthony Miller, who's had a rough year and has regressed, today he has played a great game. He's got 9 catches, 2 of them on the drive the Bears absolutely had to have it down 3. So that's been one. It seems to me that there has actually been some coaching with Anthony Miller, who still is acting like he's won the Super Bowl at times after making a catch. But there were a couple plays where he actually took a big hit, got up, and just went right back to the huddle and made another play. I was impressed.
I'll take issue with that. You can't show up when you want to show up.
Oh, it's been a bad year.
You got to be there every game. You know, there's not 162 games. And, you know, there's 4 quarters, not 5 minutes in a game.
Right.
You got to be there every play. You're on that field. You're a receiver. You're to get separation. When a ball's thrown, what are they paid to do? Catch the damn ball. And this is something he hasn't been doing. I take issue with you, Mark.
Well, I wouldn't put him in the Pro Bowl yet, OB, but he did take a step forward today. That's all I'm saying. Listen to it.
We've done this before. You got to do it every time. That's how you win. That's how you become a world champion. You don't. This isn't called part-time football.
But a lot of what we've seen today has been evident that he has matured and he's running better routes, better and more effective routes where at least the quarterback knows where he's at.
Oh, look, that's 15. Oh,
all right,
how stupid could you be?
All right, so
you know, stupid and soft is the way this stupid team plays all year. I'm sick of it.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a
tell the folks what just happened.
We'll get it. But apparently the Bears don't understand where the sideline is and throwing people down when they get when they're off the football field is a bad idea.
6-7 yards out, and then he takes and throws them down out of bounds.
6-7 yards out. He should be
launched from the game.
He was 5 yards up in the seats.
You know, stupid is not a strong enough word for this kind of idiocy. And you can't win in the NFL being stupid. You know, he's got the guy out of bounds and then body slams him over by the bench. How stupid are you?
He had him roughly like about 7 yards out of bounds. Then he takes and twists him and throws him into the ground.
All right, let's do a quick timeout. Come on back here. We'll see where we're at. The Lions are driving. Hamp will be with Kaz at 720 WGN. The Bears are going to win a football game as Eddie Jackson and the Chicago Bears somehow, some way, are going to survive on Thanksgiving Day. 24-20 is the final in Detroit. Not official yet. Bears got to take a knee here and get on off the field and get out of Detroit. But the Bears are going to be 6-6.
Is Trubisky going to be taking a selfie, or is he going to go up for the kneel down?
I don't think he's going to do the Dwayne Haskins here.
Yeah.
Huge sack by Roquan Smith on the drive here. The Bears come with an all-out blitz. That basically was, I guess, the key play on the final drive for the Lions, where Danny Amendola dropped one at about the 5-yard line. David Blau threw a perfect pass, maybe a drop behind him, but it should have been caught, and the Bears could have easily lost the football game. But they're going to survive, and a win is a win is a win is a win, which we said last week, and they're going to be 6-6.
Yep, and we're going to hear that for the next 10 days getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys.
7.
Well, you're right. It's next Thursday, 7 days. You're good math, my friend. Look. Two things. Number one, so much adversity that was self-inflicted. Think about this. You know, when Deion Bush was hit by a kick on the kickoff, you know, simple things like that. You are there to block. Secondly, first is to prepare for an onside kick. And once that has been checked and accomplished, then you go and drop back. He was already pulling out. So all these things, simple, little, fundamental things that we worked on, you know, in training camp, and you don't have enough time to work on this on a short week like this. You just got to know it. But unfortunately, we are a team that not only is unprepared, but there is such a lack of urgency that we go through the motions and commit all these mistakes and blunders, and then we come down to the end of the game where we have to hope that a third string nobody quarterback makes a mistake. Finally, he did with a pick in the last play of the game.
All right. The handshakes are going on here, OB. It's
over.
Well,
congratulations to the Bears. They basically won. And there's Mitch Trubisky smiling, doing a great job. I don't know where to go with this, folks. Again, I can't get too excited about it. It's very difficult to look at this coach, Nagy, that we have here that did not have again this team. And there's no way this team was prepared today, nor were they prepared last week. We won two games, one against a two-win team, and this week against a three-win team. And they're all smiling, running around, jumping around, okay? That's disgusting. What's going to happen here the last, what do we got, five games left now?
Hold that thought, Obi. We're going to get to news, and we'll start the 3 o'clock hour with that thought coming on back here. But let's check the news. Bears win 24-20.
Trubisky on first down, floats, passes, juggled, and caught for the touchdown. Horsted.
That was a great throw by Mitchell Trubisky and a phenomenal catch, too. Give you credit as well, Jesper Horsted, the rookie out of Princeton. Bears beat the Lions 24-20. Happy to be with Kaz. The speed version, it's 3:09. We're off at 3:30, guys, so let's do this. Time for the Mueller game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller Auto Group, family-owned dealerships in Highland Park, Gurney, and Hoffman Estates. Mueller Automotive, you will not be disappointed. Hamp, who do you got?
Well, there was a lot of really good throws by the quarterback, Mitch Trubisky. There was, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But after he was late and throwing the ball behind Allen Robinson for an interception on the first drive of the second half, now, remember, folks, five games in a row, we've went down and scored a touchdown. First drive on the third quarter. Okay, well, not only did the give the Lions a little juice, but when we get the ball back, we got a three and out, we get the ball back, Trubisky drives them for the tying touchdown, and from that point on, we were back in control of the game.
That was a 9-play, 80-yard drive that they absolutely had to have to get that momentum going back, and they did it. And
they had been playing down to a really bad football team all day, but that was where we basically said, not so fast, little kitty cats.
Dan, they weren't playing down. But let me tell you something. For a quarterback, and I'm talking about Detroit's quarterback, to come in here and never play a single down in his life in the National Football League, and they're going to give him the start like a day ago or 2 days ago. They came in. That kid did a fantastic job.
He did.
You damn right he did. And I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm glad we won the game, and I understand all that. But, folks, you know, I say there's a word called reality here. You know, we beat a team that has won three games up until now. They're basically last in almost every category, offensively and defensively in the National Football League. Same as last week again with the New York Giants. They were a two-win team. This team was a three-win team. And I'm not going to get excited about this, okay? The next four games, that'll tell us who we are. That'll tell us who Mitch Trubisky is. That'll tell us who Matt Nagy, our head coach, is. That's going to be the telltale right there. The next four games. Not today's game, not last week's game when you're playing against two teams that have a total of five wins, okay?
But if we're looking for a silver lining, here's what it is. Mitchell Trubisky today, on about five different pass routes, was able to set, throw, and complete five different takeoffs.
Stand against the worst pass defense in the league.
I got it. But part of the reason why this offensive struggle is we refuse to challenge people, especially when they play man. But against man coverage, especially Anthony Miller, was able to run away from coverage, and Trubisky dotted the I and dropped it in there, dropped a dime on him, especially on that last drive for the touchdown to take the lead. Those are the plays that now the Dallas Cowboys will have to worry about and consider when they're putting together a game plan. So much of the time early in the game, there was eight and nine people within 5 yards of the ball at the time of it being snapped. That means nobody's scared of the quarterback throwing it deep. And Troy Aikman beat the drum all day about how pathetic this offense is, refusing to stretch the field. Those five plays, those are the plays that maybe will give Trubisky that inner something, that confidence to go ahead and continue on. And those are the trajectories that you look for in young quarterbacks. That was some good stuff by him today.
Well, you don't have to convince Trubisky. The person you got to convince, and I've been screaming this all last year and this year, go deep, go deep. My God, how many times have I said that? Okay, now they're going deep against what, Danny? Don't, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I want to see somebody do something like when you played the 85 Bears, you destroy teams. I want to see us destroy a good team. All right? I don't want to. We beat a team that has two wins. We beat a team that has three wins. And he makes a good throw because somebody's open. The reason why, those teams are the worst defenses in the league. My God, if you can't do it to those teams, who are you going to do it to? Time is not on our side, my friend. Time is not on our side. We got the next 4 weeks. We'll see how good of a coach Nagy is. We'll see how great a passer Trubisky is. We'll see how great our offensive line is. And we'll see how great our wideouts are in getting separation. And finally, we'll see, are we going to be able to point to at least put 20 points on the scoreboard? 30, 40? Ever? Are we ever going to see it?
24-20 the final today. Trubisky over 300 yards for the first time all year. And this last week was his best numbers-wise, yard-wise, 278. So now trending up 338.
I don't care if it was against the high school kids.
You don't
kids,
care, but I care.
But nobody had. He has not done this up to this point in his, 34 game starts? I mean, finally, he was taking the bull by the horns and throwing the ball where he had to throw it on takeoffs. That will create more room underneath, which only enhances the offense next month.
When I see this team,
is good stuff.
See this team take a good defensive or a great defensive team with a good, pretty good winning record, when I see him take them down in the manner you're talking about, I'll agree with you. Until then, no.
Defensive player of the game, sponsored by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Hampo?
It would be Roquan Smith. He had a couple of boneheaded moves in to get out of bounds. That's stupid. And then and I'll tell you this, Detroit was isolating him on the wheel routes on the back. He's got to get better on that coverage. But he had 15 tackles and 2 sacks. That's good stuff.
Right, you know who's playing pretty good, Dan? 44.
Kwiatkowski.
And that kid's going to be a free agent this year. I hope the Bears are smart enough to get him signed up here.
Quick timeout, 312-981-7200. We may have a time for one or two calls here if you want to try to jump on in here. Hampo, B, and Kaz to the bottom of the hour. More football coming up on 720 WGN.
Which side wins? Pass is caught for the touchdown, Montgomery. And maybe it will be Chicago as the Bears jump on top by 3 with the extra point to come. And Trubisky all smiles as he takes his team down the field and into the end zone.
It will be Chicago. Joe Buck, 24-20. Bears beat the Detroit Lions. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy OB and Kaz to the bottom of the hour. We got NFL football coming up on 720 WGN. Buffalo and Dallas will have the game for you at 3:30. Time to grade the Bears secondary. How was the coverage today? Sponsored by PPG Paints for the best coverage. Chicagoland painters, pick PPG.
It was spotty. Both the OB and I came up with the C-, and we'll tell you why. Hey, you know, Galladay is a pretty good receiver, but he's equal opportunity exploiter. He took a bomb over the top of a Mukamara for 74 yards for a touchdown. Then a few minutes later, he took Kyle Fuller for about 50. And where were the safeties? Where are the safeties? That's cover two. They weren't even in the picture. Are they're trying to try, you know, jump routes, make big plays instead of doing their damn gum job, just like what gave up, you know, Eddie Jackson gave up the touchdown last week. You're trying to freelance. You're playing outside the defense. You're going to keep getting C's or C-minuses till you start playing disciplined football.
Well, one of the other factors that come into this, Dan, I agree. When you asked me, I said that's C-. But I'll tell you what puzzled me was why we didn't blitz from the get-go to go after this kid. It took quite a while for him to figure that out. They just let, and our down rushmen, they did nothing all day.
They didn't.
They couldn't get there. Mac couldn't get, none of it. Nobody could get there until we started blitzing. Normally, when you have a kid, a rookie, especially this kid, who never had a down in the National Football League, you take him out of his misery. You attack him from the get-go. You come with every blitz coupled with every line trick you could think up, confuse the line, the offensive line blitz the hell out of them, and we didn't do that. And this kid goes down and puts seven up on the board. That never should have happened, folks.
I got to tell you, though, when we're talking about the secondary, Kyle Fuller saved the game, third and one at the six-yard line in a tie score, and he was able to trip up J.D. McKissick. It was him or no one, and, yep. he got him. That was a huge
McKissick
play.
McKissick had a corner on us, and you know what? Hey, if you string tackle, that's the way things work. Well, but, hey, a lot of young players played pretty good today. Think about this. Jesper Horsted made a great touchdown catch on a takeoff. Also, David Montgomery shined today, catching a touchdown pass and banging it out on the ground. Anthony Miller, in my mind, was the player of the game.
Well, defensively, that Kwiatkowski, he, again, for being a young guy, Dan, yep. and being not basically a starter in there, he comes in there. I'm going to tell you what, that kid plays some pretty good football. Bears better sign him and keep him. Don't let him get out of here.
No question about it. I don't think they will. I don't think it's going to be huge offers for Nick Kwiatkowski. Bears should be able to afford
it. You might be surprised.
I could be. You're right. Who brought it today, guys? Sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, the car to bring through it all. Who do we got?
I think David Montgomery. He gave us enough on the ground to keep the rush at bay. And late in the game, we're screaming about our guys are out of shape. The Lions, they couldn't even get out of their stance rushing the passer late in the game, which gave Trubisky the time to be able to throw it. And part of that is because the running game. It was pretty darn good.
It was nice to see that kid give it that extra second and third effort and keep plowing and trying to gain that extra yard, 2-3 yards. I'd like to see more of it, but I tell you what, he did it. Congratulations to him.
I have no idea how he got so open, too, for the last touchdown. I mean, how is he standing in the middle of the field for the game?
Fatigue does that to defenses. They get tired and they blow assignments right and left. Now, you know, today it's almost fitting that it is Thanksgiving. And think about this. At the end of the day, OB, tonight, the turkey, it'll look like a bomb went off and it'll all be gone and just a pile of bones and some skin. But wait. What? There's one drumstick left. That's sort of the way the Bears were able to come up with the drumstick at the end to be able to win and score a touchdown and finally get a margin of victory.
I'll tell you what, they talk about the Bears needing a win. They needed this win today. There were 5-6 teams still below 500. Although they won last week, and again, playing against the Lions, a horrible, horrible football team, but now it's even. Now, let's see how well Nagy is, how well Trubisky is, how well our offensive line is, and our receivers. Can they put touchdowns on the board the next four games? We're playing some pretty good football teams, folks, okay? Let's see how good they are. Got an even keel right here. We're 6-6. Let's see if they can pull it off.
Okay, we're going to watch Dallas here in a few moments. That's who we play next Thursday night. Big game. Think about this. We got Dallas. Then we have to go to Green Bay. And then we come back against the Kansas City Chiefs, whose secondary is probably worse than Detroit's. And then we close out in Minnesota. I said we're basically in the playoffs. Well, we're 2-0 in the playoffs and really just, I mean, pillow fight games the last 2 weeks. Maybe we can get some confidence and learn how to play big boy Chicago Bear football this next Thursday.
We'll see how good they are, Dan. Yeah, We'll see how well they're coached. See what they want to do.
See if they want to compete. And, you know, again, playing down to these riffraff teams are maddening. But somehow, by hook and crook, they pull two of them out.
Four games against playoff teams left. The Cowboys are first, and Dallas is not for sure in the playoffs, but it looks like they're going to win the East. And then you got Green Bay up in Lambeau, Akeem Hicks coming back, the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. That would be awesome if that game had relevancy, and it would be amazing if the game with Minnesota somehow, some way, that actually mattered with the Bears going to the playoffs.
Well, it could, but the key, like Dan had mentioned, we got Akeem Hicks coming back, and as far as I'm concerned, he's the man on this defense. He makes it run. I'll tell you, the only thing that bothers me about that, Danny, he's been out a long, long time. What kind of shape is he going to be in? I mean, he's going to play one play out of four. You know, 2 out of 4.
It's cold. You don't get tired when it's cold.
As we sit right now, gentlemen.
Run that one by me again.
It's cold. You don't get tired. I never did.
As we sit right
I'm
now,
supposed to believe that
the Bears are eighth in the NFC at 6-6. They're ahead of the Eagles, ahead of the Panthers, chasing a half game back of the Rams, and then there's those 8-3 Vikings. They need the Vikings to lose games, and they need to beat them the last week of the season. But first up will be Dallas. Gentlemen, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Great to be with you.
Congratulations to
all,
and congratulations to you, Mr. Married Man.
Thank you so much, Hampo, and appreciate the car. That was very, very generous of you, Dan Hampton. Thank you.
And I will see you Saturday night.
All right, see you Saturday night, team. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you, Ben Anderson, for producing. Bears win 24-20. Beat the Lions, 720 WGN.